Laborers Local 210, the Buffalo Building Trades and Construction Council, and the New York State Laborers Organizing Fund are calling on the Albright Knox to commit to creating jobs for local residents.
Just like every other large project in the city of Buffalo, like the Harbor Center, Canal Side, Buffalo School renovation, the Northland Workforce Development Center, all these large projects have had project labor agreements.
Sam Capitano is president of Local 210, which has 900 members in Erie County. Capitano says the bids are supposed to be coming out within a couple of weeks and the unions being, quote, left in the dark.
It's been a slow year for the construction industry here in Western New York. The slowest year I've seen in 12 years. And with this project right at home in the city of Buffalo, we don't understand why we're being shunned like we are.
Even though state and local taxpayers are spending more than $26 million on the Albright Knox expansion, it's not a public project. But Capitano says it is difficult and intricate.
They're shopping prices around right now, and we're also concerned about the quality as taxpayers in this community if they get low bids from not qualified employers. Because what we see on projects this large, at the end of the day, when they do go the cheap route, we end up coming in the end and fixing up their mess.
The Albright Knox declined WBFO's interview request, but issued a written statement saying, as we continue planning for this project, we are committed to having an inclusive workforce. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.